This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Roth Tucker is here with us, and he joins the show, Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Get access to the data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Be smarter and bet the books. Download the app today. It's BetQL or visit BetQL.com. Ross, I was just talking with Mike, our engineer. His name's Chris. We call him Turtle because he looks like Turtle from Entourage. He says, I don't know if this is going to be a good game tonight. Aaron Rodgers is missing all three of his starting receivers. And I'm thinking to myself, this is when Aaron Rodgers plays his best, isn't it?
Well, I certainly still think it'll be a good game. I guess I'll put it that way. I talked about it this week on the Even Money podcast, the betting one. He's 6-0 all time without Devontae Adams. Not all time, the last 2 years. Under LaFleur, he's 6-0 when Devontae Adams doesn't play.
Wow.
And I know Lazard's another guy and Valdez-Scantling, but I thought it was interesting. Greg Cosell, the NFL films guru, said today on the Ross Tucker podcast he can see Aaron Jones playing a lot of receiver tonight because he can do it, because he's good at it. And then putting A.J. Dillon more in the backfield and Kylan Hill as the running back, with Aaron Jones essentially playing receiver tonight. So I'm fascinated. Every once in a while, when something like this happens and you have cluster injuries,
right,
the team will do something really unique, really different, and it kind of catches the other team off guard, right? Like maybe they have three running backs in the game at a time. Maybe they go heavy on tight ends. They're obviously going to have to play it differently than they normally do.
Great news. Thank you, Ross Tucker. I have a Mr. Jones on my fantasy team, Carl. Got to get those points per reception. Hey, man, are you buying the Cardinals? And how much of a sort of a litmus test is this for the Cardinals, who, you know, they started hot before, but are you buying these guys to be a real NFC championship game contender?
Well, so first, Mike, I got a question for you. Are those beers in your Twitter bio with the Hey Man, are they real?
Yes, that's our beer, man. We can ship you up some.
Yes, it's real.
Heck yeah, I want some. Is that the same beer that Carl's on the face on?
Yeah, that's us. That's our brew.
Okay.
Yeah,
because I've seen Carl. I love your Twitter bio where you say you're the only black man with his face on a beer can.
Yes, sir.
And then Mike, you always say, "Hey, man." So I looked at your Twitter bio. I'm like, is that the same beer? It's like the Hey
yes.
Man beer? You guys each have your own beer.
Ross, it's the beer America needs right now. A black man and white man standing shoulder to shoulder.
Yes, it's ours.
I love it.
That's ours.
Is that the pitch? Is that the tagline? Not the beer you want, the beer America needs.
Well, first off, we have two great tastes. We have an original blonde ale. Then we have the watermelon lime. We will send you actually, Squidbilly, our producer, will UPS you some six-packs so you can taste it.
I would love it. Well, you guys know, if you ever check out my social media, at Ross Tucker NFL, I'm a huge beer guy. I do
yes,
show
are.
Me your beer and
yeah.
show me your
right.
fridge.
Right.
I
yes,
love beer fridges. I love
yeah.
seeing beer fridges. So
well, you love mine,
love
then.
Because some of those beers.
Yeah, this is year three of the beer, Carl, right?
The cool thing about my beer fridge, and we're completely off the NFL, but we'll get back to it. Who cares? Listen, the cool thing is, Ross, you open up the beer fridge, and I drink other beers, obviously. There are other beers that I like, but there's something cool about opening it up and realizing half the fridge is your beer.
Right?
And so,
you know
yes.
what's so funny? One of my buddies around here is like a brewer, and I said to him, why don't we do a beer with me? And like, that's what I can promote on my podcast and stuff. And he, and in terms of like, I don't know what the rules are in Pennsylvania, but like
right.
being able to ship it to other states and stuff, he's like, yeah, that might be tough. So maybe he's just too much of a rule follower. Maybe I need to be a rebel like
you
guys.
Yeah, that's right. We are rebels.
Hey, that's our credo. Always easier, brother, to ask for forgiveness. But anyway, yeah, we will ship you some.
I got one more question. Not beer related. This is sports. I'm bringing it back. Bringing back sports. Are people more excited right now? If I asked 100 people in the street, more excited about the Braves or Georgia football?
Ooh, push, because most of that fan base is the same.
I would tell you Braves.
Or is it like the city is Atlanta, the Braves, and if I went to the Burbs, it'd be more Georgia football?
No, I would tell you Braves simply because we're in the moment. This is the World Series. If you asked me that question in December, I would tell you Dogs because they're going to be on the
Like SEC championship,
correct.
And college football playoff. I got it.
And that's not a slight. I agree with Mike. I think it's 1 and 1A, but if you were going to ask, I think because we're in the moment and it's been 22 years since we've been here, I would tell you Braves right now and then Dogs. 2 months from now, it'll be Dogs.
One more.
Or a month from now.
What's the deal with the Georgia quarterback situation?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, it's like this. You got one guy who is the former number one pocket passer coming out of Southern California, former USC guy.
Yeah, I know JT Daniels.
He can't stay healthy.
I called his game in the Army Bowl.
Yeah, can't stay healthy. And the other guy is literally like the plucky overachiever who's been around forever and is actually better than he was last year and making all the right decisions. He's got more yards per pass than anybody else in the SEC. So it's really hard. One guy stylistically is better, but one guy's getting the results. So how do you switch out of the guy who's getting it done?
Hard to switch out. I just didn't know Daniels is healthy now.
Well, allegedly.
Kirby's keeping that one close to the vest. But, yeah, it's a great debate.
Got it. Yeah. Well, because I keep reading every week JT Daniels getting closer. They don't know who the quarterback's going to be. And I figured that they were just saying that so that they could keep the other kid in the game, you know, the kid that's been playing well. So I guess it's a good problem to have.
Right.
It is Ross Tucker, guys, and this is why we love Ross, because you know what, we can talk and BS with him about many other things outside of football, which he knows a lot about. Played in the league, and as he said, follow the Ross Tucker podcast. What game are you calling this week, by the way? Where are you at?
I have Saturday CBS Sports Network. I've got Bowling Green at Buffalo, so not the greatest game in the world, but it enables me to then get in my car and listen to the entire Georgia-Florida game,
yes,
which I think is going to be a good game, by the way. And then, starting next week, guys, I've got Maction for like 3 weeks in a row. It's like next week on Tuesday night football. I don't know if the World Series will still be going on, but forget the World Series and the Braves. Watch me call Ball State at Akron Tuesday night at 7. If you have two TVs, have one on the Braves. In all sincerity, like, when did the Braves get they figured it out to have the baseball be Tuesday, Wednesday, take Thursday off, then come back Friday. They shouldn't even try Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. They should do – game four should be next Tuesday. Like, if I was baseball commissioner – it's just, you're just going to lose so much audience when you do it on a Saturday or Sunday night or Monday night.
Well, we might as well milk it till Christmas because we probably won't have any baseball next year with all the labor crap. So the later we go, the better.
Oh, really? I didn't even know they were into that again.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
The Q&A portion on your side is now concluded, Mr. Tucker. It's Ross Tucker with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline.
No, Mike. I kind of like this. Role reversal. You know, we sit back. We answer the questions. Go ahead, Ross. What else do you have for us? I like this aspect of things.
You know what? I just – so you guys know, like, I do these in a lot of cities, and I love it, and I love talking with you guys. But, like – this might sound stupid, but I'm more curious about what's going on down there than I am about what you're going to ask me about for football, because whatever you guys are going to ask me about for football, I already know. It's already in my brain.
Yeah.
I'd rather learn stuff from you guys about the Braves and about Georgia and whatever. But I can say, listen, I will say this. How about my boy Kyle Pitts? You kidding me?
Coming out.
Won three
games
for us.
Guys, first of all, he's a tight end in name only. I mean, you're putting him out at wide receiver, making catches like that against Xavier Howard. He's basically a receiver. And then I was looking at some stats today. You guys know he's got a really good chance to be the first-team all-pro tight end. Kittle's been banged up. Kelsey's not having a great year. I mean, if the Falcons keep feeding him, I don't know if like the media votes on that one. I don't know if they'll actually give it to him over Kelsey, but he could legitimately be a rookie first team all pro tight end.
Ross, yeah. we had Coach on yesterday. It's Ross Tucker, guys. It's Dukes and Bell. And we're talking about Coach Arthur Smith. And you know, all along I've been saying I want it now. And that was feed this guy. Let's get him involved. Let's see what he's got. And they slow rolled it, right? They basically, you know, kind of involved him a little as we got started. The last 3 weeks have been great. And Coach Art was just saying yesterday, you know, you have to be patient, but you also can't be predictable. And I think that's the thing that you're going to see. It won't be every week that he's going to have the 100-plus yard games and the two touchdowns, but he's going to be thoroughly involved. And I think now teams are going to have to pay attention to him. You're absolutely right. I agree with you totally.
You know what I was thinking about, too? So you guys are 3-3, okay?
Right.
And you lost at home to the Eagles and to Washington.
The terrible.
Like, if the Falcons stay in the mix and the Falcons have a shot at, like, the 6th or 7th seed, you guys are going to look back on those games and be like,
what the heck happened? Well, I think it was honestly, Ross, I think if Arthur Smith had the preseason to do over again, I think we would have seen a lot more of the starters in because Dean Pease, our DC, basically admitted half the guys didn't know what they were doing. So that was part of it. The Washington game, we let off the
hook. Eagles game, you got smoked. The Washington game, you just did. I mean, you still should have won the Washington.
Yeah, it was a Mickey Mouse play that we blew. You know, it was a comedy of errors at the end.
Yeah. Wow. Falcons could be 4-2, man. I mean, I'm sure everybody's feeling good about them. They should. But, if they were 4-2 or 5-1, people would be talking about Arthur Smith as coach of the year.
Right.
You're right. But you know what's crazy? It's such a long season. I mean, we still have – I mean, we got 12, 15 more weeks, whatever it seems like. It's going to be a long season with this extra week. There's a lot of football to be played. That's what we've been telling our listeners and our fan base is – there's still a lot to be determined if the team continues to get better every week. Ross, man, you're out of time. We got to run. How about that? But, hey, we'll see you.
Send me some beer. We will.
We're on it, boss.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.